wonderful story of love. Tell it to me again. Wonderful story of love. Angels with rapture announced it. Shepherds with wonder received it. Oh, won't you believe it? Wonderful story of love. Well, if you haven't got the idea of the theme of our service this morning, you'll hear that word said many times, the story of love. And that's what we're looking at today. And to help us on our way, we're going to involve you all in the lighting of the candles today. We're going to have some readings, we're going to have a prayer, and you are going to sing. But you can stay seated while you sing. And I'm now going to call Chris and Verena and Jess and Jonah up, because they're going to give us some readings now. I begin it, okay, but I don't say much. Well, why do we have a wreath and light candles?
The Advent wreath is a circular evergreen wreath with five candles, four around the wreath and one in the centre. The circle of the wreath reminds us of God himself, his eternity and endless mercy, which has no beginning or end. The green of the wreath speaks of hope that we have in God, the hope of newness, of renewal and of eternal life.
The candles symbolise the light of God coming into the world through the birth of his Son. They also remind us that we are called to be the light of the world as we reflect the light of God's grace to others. The four outer candles represent the period of waiting during the four Sundays of Advent.
Each Sunday, the previous week's candle is relit. Last week, on the first Sunday of Advent, the Advent wreath reminded us of the gift of God's Son and the salvation he brings. So we light, once again, the first candle that stands for hope. We have hope because Jesus came to earth as God had promised.
The prophets of Israel all spoke of the coming of Jesus, of how the Saviour would be born in Bethlehem, a king of the line of David. Jesus is our hope. He died on the cross to save us and gives us everlasting life. The light of hope shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out.
The first Sunday of Advent calls us to waken and watch for Christ's coming again. We wait for Christ's coming with hope in our hearts. We also hope that, at this Christmas, Christ's kingdom will come more fully into our lives. Now we sing the first verse of our Advent song, A Candle is Burning. The words are on the screen, and the piano will give us an introduction. Everybody join in for this as well.
The second candle is the candle of love. Jesus is with us always and loves us unconditionally through all the events in our lives, in birth and death, in joy and sorrow.
Dear God, thank you that you love us so much, even when we turn away from you. Thank you for sending us your Son, Jesus, to show us how to live lives of love. Help us to be aware of your love and share it with others always. Amen.
We will sing our second verse of the Advent song, A Candle is Burning, and the piano will give us another introduction.
Thank you.
John, would you like to come and pray for us, please?
I want to tell you a story. An experience I had a few days ago. My wife will confirm that I'm very much a creature of habit. One of my daily habits is to walk down Grange Road and buy my newspaper first thing in the morning. This usually is a very ordinary event, but on one particular day, not long ago, I was returning with my paper under my arm and walking towards me, making very slow progress, was an elderly lady with a walking frame. It seemed odd to me that she was walking so far with a walking frame, all the way along the street. And she was doing so by moving the frame forward about a foot, stepping towards it, and then repeating the process over and over again. I admired her resolve. And as I approached her, our eyes met, and she smiled, and I said to her, "Good morning, how are you?" And we spoke for several minutes about the weather and about this and that. And all of a sudden, she surprised me by saying, "Would you like me to tell you a joke?" And naturally I said, "Yes, please." And it was a story about a young man wearing a hoodie on a dark evening in a quiet neighbourhood on the edge of town. And he saw a family leaving their house in a car and driving off towards town. He looked back at their house and saw it was in darkness. And he walked down the drive, had no lights on in the house, and he broke in through a window. And he climbed through the window into a big room and stood still to try and get used to the darkness. And at that moment, a voice said to him, "Jesus knows you're here." He froze. Did that really happen? While he pondered, the voice spoke again. "Jesus is watching you." He took his torch out of his pocket and shone the beam around the room towards where the voice came from. And he saw a big cage on a table. John, what was in the cage?
A parrot.
In the cage was rather a splendid carrot. And he said to the parrot, "Was that you who spoke?" "Yes, it was." Feeling more relaxed, even a bit cocky, he said to the parrot, "What is your name?" The parrot said, "My name is Moses." He thought, "Well, that's odd." He said to the parrot, "Who on earth would name their parrot Moses?" The parrot said, "The same people who named their Rottweiler Jesus. You never know what'll happen if you speak to a stranger. And I recommend that you give it a try. Mark 7, verse 7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock on the door and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will open. With that in mind, let us pray. Dear Lord, our Father, we lift to you all those known to us who are unwell or need your blessing, in particular those among our church family who are listed in our bulletin. We ask you make yourself known to the lonely, the homeless, the bereaved, and those concerned about their relationships, their finances, their job security, or their health. We lift to you those affected by flooding and other disasters, both here in our country and elsewhere. We commit this day into your hands. We thank you in advance for all you will do for us. We are grateful that you will be beside us every minute today, and that your grace and strength will be more than enough to see us through. May our hearts be filled to overflowing with your love, with hope, joy, and peace. And may these gifts you give to us splash onto everyone around us. Help us to be a blessing to others, to help us point the way to you in all we do and say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like us to say the grace together. May the grace of our Lord and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Thank you, John. Shall we sing? Let's sing, I Love to Hear the Story. I love to hear the story which angel voices tell, how once the King of Glory came down on earth to dwell. Stand, please. Do sit down. Gemma, where is Gemma? I'm going to invite Gemma to come up now and talk to you two for a short while.
Good morning, everybody. So it's come to that time of year again where we're all out Christmas shopping and we've had a busy week with the Christmas tree festival. And most people will be aware that every year the Salvation Army, especially here, does collections for toys and for families in need. So this year, none like any other, we've decided to go ahead with that plan. So this morning is our time for us to come as a church family and to share our toys and our gifts. So I've asked the children of the church if they would like to come and sing some songs, and hopefully we'll all be able to join in together because we're quite few in number. And as we sing together this morning, it would be a good time for us to bring our gifts for those of you that have bought them. But I just want to share with you a verse that has been really strongly on my mind this week. It's from 1 John chapter 4. And it says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God." When Paul told me this morning that he was speaking on love, I felt it was God's timing that today would be the day that we share love this morning as we bring our gifts to share with those in need. So if the children want to come and join me, hopefully, though I can't see any right now. Matthew, do you want to come up and join me? Felicity? Ava's going to come as well. And we're going to sing together. We're going to start with "If You're Happy and You Know It," which I'm sure everybody in the room hopefully will know. And John's on it already. Oh, Felicity, are you bringing your things up? Lovely. So we'll all join together as we sing "If You're Happy and You Know It." We'll start with clapping our hands, stamping our feet, and then we'll all join together to shout Amen. And if people would like to bring their toys, that would be lovely. Thank you, John. And then we'll join together, because one of the favourite songs that all children like to sing is "Happy Birthday." So we'll all join together and we'll sing "Happy Birthday" to Jesus, so we're all ready for Christmas Day. Thank you, John. We're ready? Happy Birthday. We should give the children a clap. We're really going for it here. Thank you, guys. And the last thing that I would just like to share with you is that all the gifts and the hampers that go out all go from referrals that are received from social services, from local schools, from the children's centre. And just to keep people aware, really, of a couple of stats, that so far already this year, bearing in mind we're only in the first week of December, we've had 36 referrals, and they are from all different ages. We've had one family that's come through just this week who is a single mum with 8 children. I'd just say God bless her. So I just ask that you will pray for the families and also pray for the team that will be building up the hampers and the gifts to send out.
Thank you very much, Gemma. Well, it's the turn of the singing company now, and they're going to be singing with the angels. Do listen to the words. It's a beautiful song. It's a heavenly sound. The message is clear. Tell everyone that Jesus Christ is here. Singing company.
I invite you now to join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we realise that at this moment in our church we are quite bereft of children and our numbers are very low. We're praying that activities that take place during the week will perhaps eventually bring more children into our Sunday school. But for those we have, we love them, Lord, and we cherish them for you. And we ask now that as they make their way into their youth meeting and into their Sunday school, that they will learn more of you. Be with those who are responsible for leading them. Guide them in the way they do that. So, Lord, we just bring them to you right now and ask you to bless them. Amen. Amen. Now I invite those of you who are in the youth to move into the community hall, those from the Sunday school, are all in the lounge today. Thank you. And at the same time, we're going to wait upon you, please, for your offering. I invite you to pray with me now. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the generosity of the congregation in bringing so many toys for those who will have something now this Christmas. But we thank you that at this Christmas time we think of someone who gave us something. And you gave us Jesus to be our Saviour. We ask that you will accept our offering this morning. And as always, we ask it to be used that others may, at this Christmas time, come to know you as their Saviour too. Amen. Amen. There's a very valuable document called the Bulletin. It's got everything in. There's no need to ask me when this is and when that is. It's all in there for you. So take it home and read it. I just want to emphasise couple of items. Tea and coffee is available in the community hall after our worship, and there will be an open air witness where we'll again be singing carols there with members of the public. There's no evening meeting at this Sunday, and next week the cafe will only be open on Tuesday and Friday. It will only be open on Tuesday and Friday. at 7:30 on Wednesday, Probus Carols for All with the Salvation Army Band in this hall. If you want to sing carols, come along and join us there. Then on Thursday at 1:30 is the funeral and thanksgiving service for Elsie Buers. Now, Elsie was loved by so many of us. Little Elsie, I always called her. And if you want to pay your respects, then I remind you, 1:30 on Thursday is the funeral service. Finally, just like to thank everyone who took part for a very successful Christmas tree festival. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people came through that door and came into our hall during this week. Thanks to Christine and to Jackie for organising the event, and to Andy for doing all the electrics, and the great group of helpers, the cafe helpers, the lighting helpers, the kitchen, the leaflet givers out, the stall holders. It took everyone to make it a success. Plus the fine group who helped to restore the hall into readiness for this worship. So thank you very much, one and all.
We have our contribution from the band now, and they're going to play a march. It's called The Shining Star, and this is a Christmas march. It's composed by Peter Graham, and it's structured in a British march tradition. If my memory serves me right, because I'm not playing this today, I think it features the carol, O Come All Ye Faithful, and it might have, if you notice it, an occasional reference to God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. If I'm right, you'll hear that. If I'm wrong, you'll be surprised.
Thank you.
Sounds like you enjoyed that one. Thank you, band, so much. We're not going to let them off the hook, though, because they've got to play again now. And we're all going to sing. We're going to sing, God's Love is Wonderful to Me. God's Love is Wonderful. Would you like to stand?
To read God's word, especially in his house. So thank you, Paul, for asking me. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Amen.
Our songsters are now going to come sing to us, but before they come up, let me just say, I'd like you really just to use their contribution as a meditation to see how their message speaks to you. We've just heard that wonderful reading about love. And it was, if you don't know Carol, that was Carol who just read to us then. And thank you, Carol, for reading. But we're going to listen to Love Came Down at Christmas. It's a beautiful carol. And it's an opportunity, I suppose, just to stop from the rush of Christmas, from shopping, from rushing around and with family, meeting friends. In short, we're invited to think on the love that came down, the love incarnate, the love divine. And love descending to earth in human form, a love that was announced. This is a simple song. And I bet it must have been one of the shortest songs that you've ever done, because I've timed it. Your reflections are only going to require you to think for 2 minutes and 9 seconds. I think that's about right, depending on how fast, you know, the hands move. So, songsters, would you please come and help us in our meditation this morning? Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, loving God, will you speak to us this morning? Will you speak to us in the quietness of your house? Will you bless us with thoughts that open our hearts for you? Hearts that long to receive your love in full measure. This is our prayer, and we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm rolling now. Jackie, thank you. Well, thank you so much, songsters, because, yes, it was, I don't know if anybody timed it. Did anybody time it? 2 minutes, 9 seconds? It was about that. But, of course, I've got a question to ask the songsters, because we're not letting them get away with 2 minutes and 9 seconds, are we? We need a little bit more from them. Songsters, hiding amongst everybody, how many times did you sing the word love in that song? How many times did you sing love? Now, while you're going through it in your heads, I'll talk a bit more. This is the lady, Christina Rossetti, who wrote not that song because it wasn't a song. It was a poem. She wrote it as a poem. In fact, Christina Rossetti, you'll see her birthday there and the day that she died. Christina Rossetti wrote many poems. She came from quite an influential family, quite a clever family, full of artists and musicians and people like that. But she was, in fact, not a well woman. She, at about the age of 16, became quite unwell. But she lived on until she was, according to that there, I think she must have been about 64 when she died. You know, when I'm preparing a talk, I let my mind go all over the place. And so I looked at Christina Rossetti. There she is, the Victorian lady. And I thought to myself, isn't that interesting? Christina Rossetti. Christina. Her parents gave her a name that referred to Christ, and the surname Rossetti is an Italian derivation for the colour red. Christmas and red. I thought that was quite interesting. I also was interested, and I don't know if you can see it, in the date that she was born, the 5th of December. Right at the beginning of Advent, and the date that she died, just after Christmas, 64 years later. Anybody come up with the answer for the number of loves in the song that the songsters sang?
11.
Sorry?
11.
11, did you say? You're right if you said 11. Here's a reading, I think, next. Here we go. How many loves have I highlighted in red in the passage that was read to us this morning between verses 7 and 11? Could somebody count them up? 11! My goodness. She was a clever poet, wasn't she? Wasn't she a clever poet? Because these verses here, 7 to 11, are the verses that she used to compose that poem, which became a carol. Songsters, I have to say, it was lovely, but I didn't understand it all. Did you? Did you understand all the words? Love came down at Christmas. Love, all lovely. Love divine. I understand that. It was God himself who was coming down as love. Love was born. Yes, Jesus was born at Christmas. And I understand that stars and angels gave the sign. Star? Well, actually, I've made a mistake already. Christine Rossetti corrected it. Star. When you sing that song, it should be star and angels. Some versions say stars. It's the star of the wise men and the angels that announce the birth to the shepherds. I understand that verse. Worship we the Godhead? Yes, I get that. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Love incarnate? I think I understand that. Love in human form. Love in a person called Jesus. Love divine. Yes, I understand that Jesus was human, but he was also divine. He was God come down. And then the next bit. Worship we are Jesus. Yes, we're doing that this morning. But wherewith for sacred sign. Now, hands up, anybody who can tell me what that means. But wherewith for sacred sign. Anyone? You enjoyed hearing it, didn't you? You really enjoyed hearing it. But what that means, I think, I did have to research this a bit. It didn't come from my brain immediately. But where now and with what now will be the sign? It was, in the previous verse, stars and angels. Stars and angels gave the sign originally, but where now and with what will the sign be shown in today's world? It's a question, and Rossetti doesn't answer it in that verse. She does answer it in the next verse, if only we could understand it. Love shall be our token. Love be yours, love be mine, love to God and to all men. Oh, love for plea and gift and sign. Anybody got an inkling what that might mean? Love for plea and gift and sign. We're moving towards it. We know that there must be something about a sign of Christ's love here on earth now. He's back in heaven, isn't he? But Christ's love is still here on earth. What is this plea? What is this gift? What is this sign to the world today? Plea refers to us. It's our witness. It's as though we have something to say and we give our plea. We give our testimony. We tell people about this love. And best of all, we tell and we show God's love. That's our gift. We receive love and we must give love away. That's the sign that's in the world today. It's us. What a privilege. The love that came down at Christmas time dwells within us. And we are to be that sign for the world today. I want to tell you a story. I think that's a phrase I've heard somewhere before. It's not too long, but do bear with me. Let me tell you about a farmer. A man who was considered to be a good man. Good to his family and good to his friends. A generous man. A man who was fair in his dealings with others, and a compassionate man who would try to see that no harm came to anyone. But Christmas. Christmas. was not something he wanted to celebrate. God coming to earth as a man, well, it didn't make sense to him. God becoming like one of us, a human being, it didn't make sense. And so Christmas Eve came, and he said to his wife that he's not going to church this year because he'd feel like a hypocrite. He really didn't believe the Christmas story. He'd stay at home and wait for their return. So later in the evening, his wife, sadly but understandingly, she went off with the children. The church wasn't far away, and he watched them from the window as they walked into the distance. Ah, and yes, it had started snowing. And as he watched, for many minutes, the snow seemed to fall more heavily and the wind began to blow a bit harder, but he wasn't too worried. They would have reached the church by now. So he went to his favourite chair by the fire and he picked up a magazine. He hadn't been sitting long when he heard a thump and then another thump. Perhaps it was some children, what, already throwing snowballs at his window? So he went to the window again. And he saw that there were no children, only a flock of birds huddled in a drift of snow. They'd been caught by the wind and were desperate for shelter from the now heavily falling snow. They'd flown into the window of his house. I bet you've heard that sound before. Well, as we already know, he was a compassionate man and he loved all creatures. He couldn't let the poor things freeze to death. Ah, then he had an idea. He got a barn just to the side of his house. This would provide shelter for them if only he could direct them into it. He put on his boots and coat and he made his way through the deepening snow to the barn. He opened wide the large doors and turned on the light. But the birds didn't go in. He thought he might entice them, and he ran back to the house to fetch some food, which he scattered along the way. But to his dismay, they ignored the bread, and they continued to flop around in the snow. Could he guide them into the barn? He tried, but they scattered in every direction. None of them went into the shelter of the light and warm barn. And soon he realized that they were wary of his efforts. And he thought, to them, I must be an awesome figure. If only I could let them know that they can trust me and that I can help them. But how could he do that? Nothing he did would help them be led or encouraged into that place. If only I could be a bird, he said. I could then mingle with them and speak their language. Then I could tell them not to be afraid. Then I could show them the way to the safe, warm barn. But I would have to become one of them so that they could see, so that they could trust, and so that they could understand. Shall we pray? Lord God, you came down to us, became one of us, so that we might know you better, You came down in the most vulnerable way so that you could show us you are love. Would you do the same for us this Christmas, granting us the courage to be so openly loving to the people in our lives? We ask this in the Saviour's name. Amen. I'm back roaming again, thank you. Christina Rossetti, who I started with, wrote another song, which we're going to sort of close our service with, really. And she wrote that as a poem. And she describes a cold piece of land, really. I'll just read you the first part of the first verse. In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan, earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. In the Victorian times, this was a classic Christmas scene. But she's not describing. She's a poet. She's not describing the Christmas scene. She's describing the world out there that doesn't know our Lord, that doesn't know of his love. So as we sing this carol now, in the bleak midwinter, let's just remember that there is a need in the world for us to share God's love. Shall we stand now and we'll sing?
Thank you.
Can I offer you a benediction? Be people of love. Let love live in your heart. Share the love of Christ with all you meet. Share love by loving those you see regularly. Start by loving your community. Share love and love those you do not know. Share love by praying for the world. In this Advent season, we need to see, we need to feel, and we need to share love. So, go out into the world. Share hope, love, joy, and peace with all of those you meet. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with those you love, now and always. Amen. Do sit down. Can I just encourage you now just to... The service will be over in another 2 or 3 minutes. It's not over yet. So can I ask you to sit quietly now? Because the band are going to play to us some shining bells. Actually, they're chiming, but that was the slip.
That's good.